Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grant and Danny, live on the Fan. It's Friday. It's early June. It is a warm summer day all over D.C. Final day of school in the Paulson household for our kindergartner. So summer's for real now. We are into the summer. I know you guys are getting there too this week, Danny, with these field days that you've been having. So is this it? Is this the end of the road?
Down the stretch, I think there's a few more days. I actually forget what the actual day is, if it's Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday or something next week. But like this is the final where they're like, hey, don't forget to put $4 in your kid's backpack for the pizza party. You know what I mean? They're not doing that in November. Like, it's time, dude. You're talking about summer reading lists and things. Yeah.
You start watching a movie every day in school. It's like the teachers are done, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Giant Barbecue Battle in D.C., June 20th and 21st. We've got your tickets. I got a 4-pack for you today with Danny. We're giving out. You can win those in 1 hour right at 4 o'clock ahead of our Beltway Blitz. We'll cover the Defenders. We're playing a conference championship game on Sunday. The NBA and the Wiz, and then the Nationals all coming up on our Blitz. The show's brought to you today by the law firm Condori & Murad. They'll help you draft your last will and testament. They'll set up a living trust and put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today. KMLawyers.com. Tell them we sent you, and you'll get a discount. That's KMLawyers.com. Hey, Danny, before we get back into the running back Commanders combo we were having, we'll hit the phones at 800-636-1067 if you guys want to chime in on that. Did you see these numbers for the Women's College World Series compared to the Stanley Cup Final?
I did, yes.
So as a hockey guy, this pained me a little bit, I will say, but I am very much happy for the WCWS in softball. ESPN has done a really good job, I will say, in building up softball to the point where now former Marlins GM Kim Ng is running this national women's college softball barnstorming league.
I didn't even know that. That is interesting.
They're going market to market with pros and the best stars of the college game over the last few years. But the Women's College World Series is on right now. So this is the softball version of the CWS that's at Rosenblatt Stadium in Omaha in baseball. And game one of the series was just played between, I think it's Texas Tech.
It is, yes.
And that game drew an average of 2.1 million viewers, which is a lot.
Yes, it is.
That's a gigantic number for women's college softball, but it is the College World Series. I bring that up to juxtapose it because this was the story that everyone's been writing, that it almost did the numbers of the Stanley Cup Final. The Stanley Cup Final did 2.42 million viewers on average, and the peaks of the two is a little bigger gap. Obviously, the Stanley Cup at the apex, you know, did a little better. But the idea that on average we're talking about 0.3 is as a difference here, 2.1 to 2.4 million between the Women's College World Series of softball and the Stanley Cup Final with the best player on the planet, Connor McDavid, playing and, oh, by the way, scoring the game-winning goal in overtime in a rematch of last year's final. That is stunning that those two were so close, in my opinion.
It is wild. And that's without kind of a, I don't know how to say this in a different way, a sort of one of these cross sport transcendent stars like Caitlin Clark, right? Like they're now. We did the topic while you were out. You're on vacation. I watch this thing every year. I become I was obsessed with this a little bit too strong. I get into it every year right around this time. It kind of fills the gap when things are slowing down for, you know, there's not a Capitals game anymore. The NBA playoffs are a little bit more irregular. It's on way more often. So these regionals, the College World Series, to pare it down to one of the final couple of teams, I watch this thing and get into it and find out some of the stories and find out some of the teams and players. And I'm mesmerized by it. So I watch it every year. And I marvel at that fact. There's no Caitlin Clark. There's no, I got to see this. I would hazard a guess. None of our listeners can name any players on either Texas Tech or Texas. And yet it's doing major sport numbers. Pretty incredible.
Well, here's what I would say, though, is, and this is maybe a problem for the NHL, but, you know, a very small percentage of our listeners can probably name many players on Edmonton that aren't Connor McDavid, right? And that's not to knock anybody. I mean, there are hockey fans that are listening that can tell you some of the lines for sure. But the NHL is not the National Football League. It's not Major League Baseball. It's not the NBA. And I get that, and I know that. And we can dive into why that is and how we got here. But I don't know. Discouraging might be too strong, but when I heard that, that was a bummer to me. That the Women's College World Series basically gets the numbers right now of the Stanley Cup, which the ratings were down for game one of this rematch, and hopefully it was a one-night thing. Maybe it's based on, you know, midweek, or I don't know. It's ESPN versus TNT, and it's sports, so maybe that has something to do with it. I'm not sure if the Women's College World Series had some type of ESPN in addition to, like, an ABC part of the telecast. I don't really know. But I think it was just cable. I think it was ESPN, TNT, and it was 1.1 to 1.4. But it sounds like you're a good person to ask if you're enjoying it so much. What I would say is I always watch it for sure. It's ubiquitous on television for a few weeks.
Yep.
Like, you cannot turn on TV, and for me, all my, you know, locked-in channels when the TV pops on or on YouTube TV, you know, the first thing that says, do you want to watch this? It's ESPN. So those games, like, you have to almost avoid them not to see them.
Right.
So I end up watching a lot of it, and it is super entertaining. But what appeals about it to you so much, because it sounds like you're even more into it than you would be like the College World Series with Hardball.
Yes,
which is the thing that I get super into. But like, I don't know that that's going to do 1.2 million in viewership.
Yeah, who knows if it does? Yeah, I mean, I watched the men's College World Series. I have since I was a kid. I've always really, really liked it. But I don't know what it is specifically about the game. I find it just close enough to baseball, but also there are these crazy differences where everything happens so fast. In other words, like the fielders, because the base paths are so short, the fielders are so close to the batter that like every play has to be made bang, bang. There's no take your time, two hops, flick it sidearm like you can do in the bigs on a routine room service 2.5 hopper, right? Like everything has to be fast. And you know what else is fast is the pitching. These women are like, there was a girl from Tennessee. I don't know how anybody hit her. Who I brought into the show, who threw 80 miles an hour underhand, the equivalent of 111 miles an hour on a fastball. Throwing from, you know, they start at 44, 46, whatever it is, and as you hop forward to stay in the circle, she's releasing the ball 39 feet from your face, throwing at 80 miles an hour with rise and dip and dive and everything in between. It's just so ungodly nasty. But yet there are enough stars that can hit it, and there are enough plays to be made. For whatever reason, it has really caught my attention over the last handful of years, and I watch it every year.
Sounds like you're not alone. I watch it and enjoy it, but what you like about it, it sounds like I would change. Like it's the part that while I watch it, maybe in spite of, I don't like the bases being so close, or, you know, the fact that like it almost feels like a little league field in a sense, like with the speed of the game. And they're so good.
They're so good.
I think they've outgrown it. And the pitchers especially have outgrown it. They need to probably move the mound back so that it's not the velocity of like 107 coming at you.
Seriously.
To your point. But I don't like the idea that a pop-up in the infield might go over the fence. Like, doesn't appeal to me. I don't like that. If it makes it feel more amateur watching it. When it's just like, okay, off the bat, is that going to be right behind second base or a home run to center field? And it's a lot of like drag bunts and good, clean, small ball. That part I love. I just want it played on bigger dimensions because I just feel like the girls have gotten too good for the basically playing on the field that it, I don't know, it looked like maybe you or I would have played on dimensions-wise when it's 14, 15. What is it? It's like 60 feet in Major League Baseball, and I want to say it's 45 feet in softball. Is that right?
Something to that effect, yeah. But again, you don't have to have your foot on the rubber when you throw. That you hop forward and you're still in the circle.
Well, I'm just talking about the bases.
Oh, okay.
The mound even more so is
crazy. Yeah, Major League Base is 90 feet. I think these are 60.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. 60 feet, 60 from home plate. Major League Bases are 90, and then softball 60, right?
I think so.
So I would move those back to like 75. And, I mean, there's experts that probably know a lot more about this than I do that can come up with a better plan. But just watching it, you don't get that sense like they're too good for that dimension of field. It feels like they just got off their buses at a youth field, and it's like, no. You guys are a level up. Texas Tech, you guys are better than this field.
Yeah, you're a little bit higher than that. Yeah, I don't know. I see your point. It's not as if, like, because there's how I'm trying to phrase this. Like, every once in a while, like, for example, there was this girl that her team got eliminated, but I couldn't get over this, that she got $1 million of NIL to transfer from Stanford to Arkansas, and had Arkansas got upset in their regional final. She had 30 bombs, hit 500 with 30 bombs, one of the great offensive seasons in the history of the sport. So for her, the dimensions are too small. But for like 90% of the players, it's not as if they're, you know, like Pinnacavilla, like a hulking mass of humanity that gets jammed that hits it 400 feet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for the most part, it plays right. But every once in a while, you get someone that's so, like, that girl is so good that if she didn't see a strike in the entire three-game series in the regional final. They walked her every time, and once they tried to pitch to her and they hit her. Like, they're like, not you, right? So for her, the field's too small. You could move it back 30 feet, 40 feet, 50 feet for her. She still would have hit bombs. But for a lot of that, I don't know. I mean, it does feel too fast on the bases, though, right, to going home to first. But stealing, the timing works right. It's about it's the same percentage as it would be in baseball. But you're right
but
about
I'm
home
thinking
to first.
Like, a tapper to the mound is like a
is
bang
really
bang
close
play.
Yeah,
it's kind of that to me is a little ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the sport itself is ultra entertaining. I think the energy is really cool. They're chanting. They're on the top step. You know, they're celebrating. It's all made for television in a sense. I mean, more so than just a game or a sport. I think it's actually very, very entertaining product. And I would say the same thing, by the way, about college baseball, which I love, and the College World Series, which is coming up. But those numbers, I mean, what a win. Women's sports is certainly rising in popularity, it seems like, all the time. We talk about it with the WNBA and Caitlin Clark and what she's meant to that association and just how much the television numbers and the attendance numbers have changed in the last 2-3 years, but it seems like it might be bigger than that and larger than that. In our own backyard here with the Washington Spirit for soccer, you look at, I've always found the women's national soccer team to be ultra entertaining to watch. I mean, since Brandi Chastain ripped off her jersey to celebrate in 99 when I was 10 years old, I was watching that game. I've always thought women's soccer at the international level was a really good entertaining return on investment as a sports fan. But it just seems like, you know, if Women's College World Series softball now, where the University of Florida is playing UCLA in a championship game, and that's basically getting Stanley Cup numbers, something's afoot here with women's sports. So I think that's definitely a win for ESPN as they've trying to give them better time slots and pushing those along. All right, the phones are open for you on the Commanders running back situation. 800-636-1067 is the number. Let's sneak in a couple people who wanted to chat, I guess, about the WCWS. Mo's in D.C. What's up, Mo? How are you? Mo, you're on Grant and Danny. What's good?
Hey, buddy.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Pal.
Hey, Liz, I'm going to make it quick. So the Women's College World Series, like, it's like you said with the U.S. Olympic team. It's very entertaining. I watch it more than I watch Major League Baseball. Now, playoff baseball is different, but right. That is a playoff atmosphere. And it's the best out of three. And they really talking trash to each other. Like, they really talking trash. And the thing that you don't like about it, like the bang-bang play about the dribbler or whatever, yeah, that makes it faster and funner for me. So I really enjoy it. When we talk about the running back room, right, no, I would have to be content with it, but I wouldn't be excited about it. Unless Brian Robinson, like, channels his inner Earl Campbell or, like, some great Alabama running back, then him being the lead back is not exciting to me. Now,
so here's my question for our guys. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate you, dude.
We got a research team back in the studio. I'll put on this. Find me running backs that became something different than they were in year four. 3-year sample, and then in their fourth year, they just took off. I'm not saying it's never happened. I'm saying I can't think of anyone who's done it, and I'd like an example of that. We'll get back into the running backs in a second, but I think this is kind of an interesting conversation we're having. That's you and him both like the thing that bothers me, which is like the smallness of the field. Maybe that is more of a positive than a negative for a lot of people.
It's because, different for sure. It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it adds to the pace, and it adds to, how would I say it? Every single play is close. Every single play is tight. And it doesn't matter how, like a tapper is possibly a base hit. And if the MLB is chasing offense and runners on base and true outcomes that aren't home runs, then maybe they're onto something. Maybe that action is appealing. Just athletes running. Dave's in Woodbridge on Grant and Danny. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. So I was always big into the men's college World Series, but I have to say, so I play ball. My son, he plays baseball. My household, the last 2 or 3 years, we have done a total shift to the women's game. It's so exciting. They're so fundamentally sound. I rarely see an error. They're making these diving plays. I like the dimensions. I like the short porch. It's not like we're having 15 to 14 games. I would be open for them, you know, having some kind of women's semi-pro league in there. You know, they play in some of these minor league, you know, stadiums. It is enjoyable to watch, so I definitely on board. Thanks.
Well, check out the new league that Kim Ng's gotten started here, the former Marlins GM. She's going to be running a barnstorming league. She's the commissioner. It's called the AUSL, I believe. And she's just taking this thing over. They're just getting started. But it's going to be a big deal. I really believe that.
Yeah, they tried to do these something like this before, Jeeps, where they're – because it's, you know, the same thing happened, frankly, with men's lacrosse, where the highest level is – college lacrosse. They've tried to put these pro leagues together, have tried a couple different iterations of this major league lacrosse and this pro league lacrosse and this and that, and it hasn't really been unified. I know one of the junkies, but I'm blanking on his name, has tried to put together, Paul Rabel, has tried to have something that's more serious and working now, but they've done this with women's softball, where it's like, there's got to be a place for these stars who are great at this sport at the highest level to go after college, and they haven't really had it stick yet, you know, kind of sort of non-Olympic division, right? Some of the people that you know now, if you've watched softball in the Olympics, the Kat Ostermans, Lisa Fernandez back in the day, Jenny Finch went to Arizona. You know some of these names, they're celebrities, but they couldn't really find a league that stuck. So maybe this model of like that barnstorming type deal, Savannah Banana style, might be the way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And all of the stars, the celebrity superstars over the years that you just referenced, are on the board with Ng from what I've read. But it's the Athletes Unlimited Softball League. 4 teams, 10 cities, 24-game tour, going to serve as a test run for its move next year to 6 teams in permanent locations. So they want to get to a point kind of like the UFL, mm-hmm. where it's a 6-team league. But right now, this is how they're kind of getting it off the ground. Let's go to Brian in Herndon on Grant and Daniel. Brian, what's up?
Hey, Brad.
Grant, Daniel, happy Friday, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, so – again, diehard baseball family here with the boys and my wife. My wife, you know, I can't get her to watch any baseball unless we're at Nats Park. But, you know, nothing much to watch on TV on Wednesday. Found the World Series. Honestly, the first time I've watched the Girls World Series. And my family instantly got hooked to the point where last night, you know, I told the boys that, you know, game one was on for the basketball NBA Finals. And they also knew that game two was on. They wanted to watch the game two of the World Series.
Man,
we sat there as a family, popped popcorn, watched the game. Dude, this pitcher for Texas Tech, correct me if I'm wrong, I think she's thrown back-to-back-to-back games.
Yeah.
Because the underhand motion is,
yeah.
Your shoulder doesn't fall off.
Unbelievable.
So
yeah, I think she's thrown every inning of their postseason or close to it, something like that.
Guess what my family's doing tonight? We're watching game three of the World Series. Can I ask you, right now?
How old are your boys?
They're 9 and 11, and they're knee deep into baseball. Like, we're in All Star baseball right now. We're playing 30 days of baseball right now. It's like we are a baseball family, and now completely obsessed with this World Series. Like,
that's so cool.
This is awesome. I love it. Yeah,
that's
awesome.
Neat. Danny, what do you think's the difference in numbers between people who play pickup hockey? So, you know, not just ice skating, right, but like roller hockey, because I know I have a lot of buddies that are in leagues, or softball, just in America. I'm just thinking about, because hockey, to me, people don't grow up with it.
Right.
It's different now in D.C. thanks to Ovi and the Rock the Red era effect here, but I don't know about you. I mean, did you ever play in an ice hockey game growing up?
No, never once. I played street hockey. Like, because honestly, right after Wayne's World came out, where they're doing game on, my buddies, my neighbors, Casey and Kurt, we all got rollerblades and hockey sticks. Two of the three hockey sticks we used were giveaways at Capitals games, by the way, back in the day. You sleep. When it was stick night, we'd always go, and you would get a full, honest-to-God wooden stick. They had to change that for cost, and then you get a plastic plate on it.
I was going to say, you must have hit your sister with it or something and ruined it for me, because they weren't still doing that.
Yeah, there were too many incidents, I think. But that's where we got some of these sticks from. So we were playing with like a roller puck and stuff like that on blacktops in places.
We would do the same thing on Ward Road. You remember Ward Road in King George County there?
It's the road, yeah.
Right in front of 12104 Ward Road. We would yell in Pepper Mill Estates, car!
Car!
You have to get to the side. Game on!
Game on!
Based on Wayne's World, exactly right. Same shtick. But I do wonder, I would imagine, and I'm making this up out of my tuchus, I imagine that there are tons more people that are in softball leagues than that are playing in hockey leagues. Now, maybe that's not the case, but I just know in my adult life, like, I've been invited to play way more times to go play softball than to play in a roller hockey.
Yeah, I've never once been invited to play hockey. Not one time.
There is good hockey being played.
Sure.
My boys, Norch and Elliot, are on a team, and like, they're always talking about their games, and it's super competitive. Carl Alsner does pickup games with former college hockey players. I mean, it's out there. I just think maybe there's definitely a connection with baseball and softball, which get linked together.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a different natural sport that a lot of people came up with. If you learn to swim, you know, when you were 3 or 4 years old, as opposed to someone who'd never been in a pool until they're 9, it's just something naturally
just
that you're more adept at. John's in Rockville. What's up, John? You're on Grant and Danny.
All right. First, Grant, I want to ask you, with the smaller field, how many home runs do you think you could hit?
In a softball field?
Yeah.
Zero.
Okay. My daughter just got – I played minor league baseball, and my daughter just got a scholarship to East Carolina. She's a pitcher.
Oh, amazing.
Love
That's
it.
Awesome.
I will tell you that she took me out on the field, and I thought I could hit off her. I could not even come close, man. What I'm saying is, I think what you're seeing, and I noticed the same thing, but I think what you're seeing is that the talent of these young women has just phenomenally grown, where what you're seeing is it looking easy, but I don't think the average even girl or the average high school softball player plays those fields like that, to Danny's point. I think it's just like, I mean, you know, my daughter talked about that pitcher that Danny likes, the 80 mile an hour. My daughter throws 63, which is fast.
Yeah, but 63 is firm. That's a good fastball.
Yeah. No, and she's a freshman, or she's going into her freshman year next year. So, I mean, when I look at that, I'm just shocked of how far the women's game has evolved.
Oh, and this is my point, actually. It's a good phone call. Thank you. And
appreciate
congrats
you.
To her. That's going to be great. I'm glad she got the scholarship. No. Let me be clear, Barack Obama style.
Do a full thing.
Clear.
There you go.
Two parts here. Mm-hmm. One, this is not tough guy, man on the radio going, I'd hit a home run off any of those pitchers.
I'd take them deep.
No, I couldn't hit anything. I think I would maybe make contact and hit some dribblers if I got lucky. That's kind of the extent of what I would hope to do. That's not what I'm doing here. My point is actually the opposite. I think these girls are way too good for that, like, for that dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your point is we're seeing the best of the best. By the time they're on ESPN and the championship, I'm watching Florida and UCLA and whatever, and the average player at Oral Roberts or, I don't know, pick your, you know, Old Dominion or whatever, maybe the surface and the dimensions suit them just fine. But when I'm watching, it just feels very small. I'm saying, let's explore the space. Let's give them a bigger field and show off the athleticism even more. But it seems like it resonates with people. The pace of it works. I know this. I don't turn the game off when it's on.
Yep.
I am entertained by it. So maybe they got nothing to fix. By the way, they're doing Stanley Cup numbers.
Yeah.
So maybe don't tweak a whole lot. Maybe just keep saying, have fun, ladies, and posting it on as many of your channels as you can.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing, man.
Grant and Danny with you on the Fan. Good conversation there. All right, I do want to get back into the Commanders running back room, though, with you next, Danny. Some people have been waiting. Are we content if they don't make any moves in the backfield? Plus, we'll check in on the NBA Finals front with an insider from Odyssey who's got some thoughts on how Game 1 went down. This is Grant and Danny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 seconds remaining! Timeout, OKC!
Tyrese Halliburton. Has that guy ever missed a big shot? Certainly doesn't feel like it this postseason. Grant and Danny, welcoming you back on the Fan. Nick Friedell of Odyssey Sports is our NBA insider. He's on the line with us right now. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Nick, thank you for the time. Everybody that we talked to told us thunder roll in this series. Somebody forgot to tell the Pacers, huh?
Yeah, I was one of those people who were sitting there saying the Thunder is going to roll. The Pacers might get a game, but it ain't going to last too long. And then here's Halliburton and that group finding a way one more time. The only thing that was missing from the end of that game, guys, was Halliburton running around doing the Sam Cassell dance, because that dude is unbelievable late in games. And that team has no fear. They trust each other. They trust him to close. And when you have that, you're always going to have a chance. But absolutely, I was one of those people that is sitting here shocked that not only did they do it on that kind of stage, but the Thunder melted down the way they did late in that game after getting up so high. I still think OKC is going to win. I still think they are a far better team. But the Pacers gave everybody pause, and they reminded everybody that you have to go out and play, and the Thunder have not been in this situation at this type of level with this group, and it showed last night.
Yeah, I watched it. I still don't quite understand how it happened. You know what I mean? Like, I had to go back and DVR. I kept doing that, rewind 1 minute thing just to see it again. I still can't quite figure it out. How much of this is, though, kind of, and you alluded to this, good Pacers, and how much of it is Oklahoma City kind of melting down?
I think it's far more the second one to me, because when you get up 15 in the fourth and you've been the team all year that's been dominant, to go and melt down the way they did is pretty impressive. I know people will point to that Nuggets game a couple series ago. It happened, but it seemed that was more a blip on the radar. And most of the time, they've just been blowing people out at home throughout the last month and a half of the postseason. So when I go back and I did the same thing, I'm sitting there looking back going, what? Like, how did they even let this happen? I think it's a learning step for Mark Maddox and that team, because they haven't been through it before. I say that, though, with a little bit of a pause, because I think that the Pacers, having now done this in every series, and having won the way they did in game one of the finals, they're going to walk in there on Sunday going, oh, yeah, this is no big deal. And we know we have the guy who can wrap things up for us. Again, though, when you watch the Thunder and you watch the Pacers, as great of a run as Indiana's been on during this postseason, they don't have the talent that the Thunder have. They don't have as much depth, although they do have some depth, and most of all, guys, in the end, they don't have SGA. And as well as he played last night, there were still moments, especially late, where you're like, yeah, all right, let's do a little bit more. I think he learns from game one, and he comes back even better in game two.
I think Chet Holmgren is going to score as this series goes on and look better shooting the basketball than he did in game one, so that's an obvious area where the Thunder maybe get a little more moving forward. They got out rebounded by 17. Maybe that's part of it. But like, what adjustments do they make? What has to change?
I think the key for the Thunder is just to get Chet going early and often. I think it's a really good point, because when you've seen what he can do and you've seen the different matchups he can create, if you can get him into a rhythm and you can take a little bit of that pressure off SGA, well, then all of a sudden the floor opens up a little bit more. And I know with the Thunder, you've got guys like Dort and all these other pieces that give them the depth that they've gotten. But what have we seen time and again in the finals, guys, for years and years and years, that the stars have to show up and they've got to be the ones that carry these teams through. We know what we've got in SGA. I think the point on Holmgren is well taken, though. He has the talent, and he has the ability, and as this thing stretches out, I think he's the guy that they have to lean on and really focus on in getting him going. And once they do, they have the shooting that they're going to need from the outside, and they have the ability to set up what they want to do defensively. And that's why, even though they fell into this 0-1 hole now, I think defensively that is the key. You come out, you stomp them early, and you find that offensive break that they're needing, and then you just don't allow the confidence to get built throughout the fourth quarter the way we saw last night to allow Halliburton the chance that he got again.
Nick, good stuff, man. Really enjoyed catching up with you. Enjoy the rest of the finals, buddy. Thank you.
Absolutely, guys. Have a good one.
Great insight. Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedell with us. Insider calls brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Double play at 3:45 today. We'll win off the field. We're giving away those barbecue battle tickets in 20 minutes at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Then what happens? Time to figure out how you are winning off the field on this Friday in early June. It's like the double play, but a little bit better. Something small, something mini, moral victory in your day that put a smile on your face that nobody else would care about. Driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers, now's the time for a great deal. On a new Honda, visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today.
Jeeps, I can give you an example of winning off the field. It helped people sort of understand what it is that we're doing here. So through our bank, we have something called a credit card. You may be familiar with the credit card. And every so often, the bank will partner with people that sell furniture or Under Armour or something. Every once in a while, local eatery will be partnered rate. So if you use your credit card at said establishment, you get yourself a little bit of cash back, right? It's, you know, everybody sort of benefits a little tiny bit from this credit card and the relationship with the bank, etc. Well, one of these places is a little spot called Jersey Mike's. 5% back. That's 5% back on a Jersey Mike's purchase. I clicked. Yes, you have to click and you have to opt into the deal every month, right? Or whatever deals that you want. I opted into it yesterday. Today, wouldn't you know it? My wife didn't know this. She went to Jersey Mike's for lunch. Her total bill was $9.63.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you know it? That's 48 cents coming right back here. That's 48 cents because I clicked that accept the deal button. Do I accept the deal? You're damned right I do. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Boom.
Danny, I'm not a big water guy.
Nope.
Never really have been. I like water. It's just never going to taste the way I need it to, right? It's always worse than something else that's decent and better and something that I would want. Well, today, I was in the sun for hours. Played a little round of golf, or several holes of a round of golf. Mm-hmm. And as I was getting ready to set up for the radio show, I made it back to the clubhouse. And right outside with a cooler for the charity function, they had a little table with some snacks and drinks to get people through the round. They said, would you like anything to drink? I said, do you have a bottle of water? And they did. And I took that gulp of water and I kept going. And I kept going. Until the water was gone. All in one fell swoop.
Who the hell are you?
I don't drink water like that. But water's never tasted better. That thirst-quenching, that delicious, refreshing, ice-cold, you know you've been outside all day water. I had one of those. They're very rare for me. This is, you know, once every several months kind of situation. But one of those drinks where you just can't take the bottle of water out of your mouth. It's a great feeling. Therefore, I was.
Winning off the field.
Is that what it's like for you all the time? Do you like water that much?
All the time, Grant.
Wow.
I am so thirsty all the time. I don't understand. A, I don't know how you do it. B, I don't know how everybody doesn't feel like I do. Like, I always need, right now, I have my tea. I got my water right here. I'm showing the people on the camera. And I need to refill these things constantly throughout the show just to talk to you. That's you, Grant, you guys here in the producer studio, and you, the audience. I need beverages at all times, constantly. I don't know how people don't need it.
It's not a neat thing. I think we all need it. I would say doctors have kind of proven that, and there's medical research that says not drinking water is bad for you. It's a want thing. It's a ability to do the thing that you need to do thing. That's where we get ourselves in trouble.
I'd like to not have this dire... See, I guess we're hung up on some of the semantics here. I have an undying need for beverage at all times.
Like, yeah.
I'd like to not have to get up every commercial break and go refill water, tea,
but here's the question. This is going to, I think, drill down to Harry Stamper's depth, which is mm-hmm. needed to get the job done. Do you want to drink the water, or do you drink it because you have to?
I'd like a little break sometimes. I'd like to not have to drink as much water as I do.
But you like water. Like, you're happy to drink water.
Yeah. But again, there's a time, but you see, you're conflating it. It's like, there's a time where I'd like to go, I wish I didn't need it right this second, but I need it at all times. And I like it fine. You know, I'd rather, there are other beverages that are more tasty, but I need water all the time.
But regularly throughout the day, every day, you're happy that you're drinking water and you go, this tastes good. I'm happy about this.
Yeah, like, it's fine.
Yeah. I get that feeling annually.
Annual?
When I play golf at this tournament once a year. You know, that's
when you're in the presence of Jermaine Bushrod in King George, then you get it, yeah.
When I'm outside for 7 straight hours, that's kind of the list. Let's go to Matt in Raleigh, who wants to tell us how he's winning off the field. We're 10 minutes away, by the way, from giving somebody an off-field victory. We're going to give away those tickets to the barbecue battle. What's up, Matt? How are you?
Good, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Buddy.
I am a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, well.
Thank you.
Okay.
I've been wanting that.
And you got it.
I have an 8-month-old daughter, and she gets up at 6 a.m. just about every morning. This week, Thursday and this morning, she woke up at 7 a.m. We got to sleep in. I'm feeling great. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
The parents know.
Relatable content.
Yeah, the parents know. That one time that she doesn't sleep in, or that the kid doesn't sleep, or the kid, you know what I'm trying to say, the kid lets you sleep a little bit more than normal, is the greatest sleep you've ever had.
You actually do worry a little bit. You're like, why am I still sleeping? Why wasn't I woken up? Because it's such a lock that there's no chance that their internal alarm doesn't wake them up at the same time every day. Trey's in Richmond. What's up, Trey? How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Good, buddy.
So this is a story from a couple weeks back, but before I get into it, I want to say hi to my dad. He is like y'all's biggest fans, and he always is talking about winning off the field, and he wanted me to call in for this story. So hi, Dad.
What's up, Dad?
I should watch
dad.
It.
Dad. Not Darius, but his dad. Dad.
Dad.
We love you, Dad.
So this is a couple. Sorry.
No, you're good.
No,
go ahead.
You're doing okay. The
right thing. Yep. A couple weeks ago, my mom sent me an article about I just graduated high school, and sent me an article about how Krispy Kreme is having a deal on donuts for high school graduates. So I get 3 free donuts if I went into Krispy Kreme. So I decided to go in, and I got my 3 free donuts, but I looked down at the bottom of the article, and it said something about something called a Doploma. And I really didn't know what it was, and they didn't really provide a lot of details. So I asked the people at the register, and most of them didn't really know. But there was this one lady in the back who told me that it was random. It was given to one person per location for each graduate. And I was lucky enough to get it. And get this, the Doploma gives you through May of 2026, 1 free dozen donuts per month.
No way.
What?
You got the Doploma?
I got the Doploma, 144 free donuts through May 2026.
Wow. That might be my greatest.
Winning off the field?
Well, there you
winning
go.
Winning off the field achievement I've ever heard. That's unbelievable. I mean, that's not quite as good as our Pupatella VIP cards, but it's very, very good. Very good.
It's very good.
What high school did you graduate from? Oh, he's gone. Well, congratulations, first of all, on graduation. Danny, not only does he go get his 3 free donuts, wow, the following up tells me he's a special young man who's going to succeed in anything he does in life, because it's basically like cutting a coupon, let's be honest. It's the 2025 mm-hmm. version of being the old guy in the store who has cut out the coupon and taken it to the counter and is now trying to get whatever the item is. He followed through. How many high schoolers are even doing that? Then he asked, well, what's this Doploma thing all about? And she said, you're our Doploma winner because you asked the question. See, be curious, people, not judgmental. When you're curious, you get a dozen donuts every month for a year.
All you have to do is ask a couple of questions. You get yourself donuts. That ain't bad. That ain't bad at all.
Also, how good is Doploma? What a great.
I'm reading
somebody
about
in that
right
meeting.
Now. Yeah.
Was like, hey, Frank, you got any ideas? What if we gave donuts to a high school kid and called it a Doploma?
Get Frank a
hell
raise.
Yeah, Frank.
Hell yeah, Frank.
Good idea, man.
Frank crushed it this month. Way to go, Frank.
Barbecue battle tickets on the line next. Someone's going to have fun June 21st and 22nd. We'll get to that in the Beltway Blitz as soon as we return on Grant and Danny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.